We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are home hosting Texas A&M on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one.
No one wants to talk to me.
And your first question comes from the line of Chip Howard, KZNE Radio.
Coach, I was wondering if not knowing which quarterback you're going to face Saturday has affected your preparations at all, or Sunday, I mean.
A little bit, yeah. All those guys bring a little bit something different to the table, have different skill sets, different levels of experience. So we have to be prepared for any of the three. You know, we're assuming it'll be one of the three. And we'll have a plan in place, but the most important thing is that we just, you know, prepare ourselves to play our best football doing what we do.
How much does it help having seen them a year ago just in terms of athleticism and even some of the personnel you'll see on Sunday?
It helps, but, you know, that first game is always, a little bit of an unknown because you've had a whole off season to create some wrinkles, some things that you haven't been able to prepare for. It's kind of like a bowl game, you know. During the normal week, you have three practices to prepare. During a bowl week, you have 15. During for that first game, you've got a whole off season, so you just really never know what kind of wrinkles you're going to see.
Thank you.
Sure.
And your next question comes to the line of Kyle Kingsine, Athlon Sports.
Coach, with last year having seen A&M and Noel running the offense there, was there any level of familiarity in preparing the defense, knowing what to expect from what you're going to see from A&M's offense?
A little bit, but I think sometimes that's overrated. Noel knows us just like we know him, and he knows our tendencies just like we know his, and so it's kind of that game of cat and mouse. And as I just mentioned, you know, Noel's a smart guy and he's creative and he's going to have some wrinkles that we're going to have to adjust to.
And then with Kenny being injured, how has that affected the game plan with the offensive line?
It hasn't. Kenny was not starting for us.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for your time today.
I'm kidding. Is that it?
Well, I was about ready to say it. Any last chance for questions for you? I'm going to get you out of here. So
that was easy.
We've got nothing. Hey, you haven't played a game yet.
I know. Have a great week, okay?
All right. Thanks, Jim. Good luck.
Thanks.
Hang on. Wait, what? You still there?
Yeah.
We got one more question here from follow-up from Kyle.
Okay.
Kyle, your line is open.
Okay, here's one that's kind of from the spring, going back a little bit, but I was curious about meeting with Thaddeus Bullard, Titus O'Neill. Do you have any memories of that?
Say that again?
Yeah.
You mean the wrestler, the Titus?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was awesome, man. I met him at the we have this beautiful conference center called the Luskin Conference Center here on campus, and I met him over there and hung out with him for a little while. Then I think he worked out in our weight room a few times, and he was one heck of a good guy.
I know he played for Urban at Florida. Did he work out with your guys much at all?
Around him, not with him, but he was in the locker room, and he got, I think he met a few of them, and really a nice guy, and kind of fun to have around. You know, we get a lot of well-known people on this campus. It's, every day you're walking around this campus and you're seeing somebody that has, reached a level of excellence, whether it's in the arts or it's in sports or it's in science or the medical field, whatever it is, or movies and TV. I mean, you see them all. So it was kind of cool to see Titus as well. He's a big, good-looking dude. I asked him if he had any snaps left in him.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, last chance. Questions for Coach? All right, that'll do it. Hey, Jim, thanks for your time today. Good luck Sunday.
All right, David. See you, pal. Bye.
We'll see you.